turn this morning to the book of 2 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 11. We're going to study the cause was of God. And I believe that the cause of what we're going through right now and pretty much the cause of everything that happens is of God. We learned from the book of Job that even Satan can't be turned loose on an individual but by God's permission. So God allows things, and we know this. 2 Chronicles chapter 11, the first four verses, and when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered the house of Judah and Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel in Judah and Benjamin, saying, thus saith the Lord, ye shall not go up nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done of me. And they obeyed the words of the Lord and returned from going against Jeroboam. I would want you to consider this morning that which is naturally right, what we grew up, most of us down here in this country, knowing as horse sense or common sense, things that we consider right. And I'm not saying they're not right, because they are right. But I want you to know this morning that the things that are naturally right are not always spiritually right, as in the case of Rehoboam and Jeroboam. I'm not going to go through the whole Old Testament trilogy of this thing, but the kingdom at this time was being split. And Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, he had the tribe of Benjamin and Judah, and Jeroboam, he had the tribe, the rest of the other 10 tribes of Israel, okay? And the counsel of the old men to Rehoboam. Jeroboam came to Rehoboam and he said, look, he said, if you'll treat us okay, he said, these other 10 tribes will follow you. And so Rehoboam, he went to the council of the old men and he asked them, if you'll turn with me, turn back a page or two in your Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 10. In 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 6 and verse 7. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that he stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, what counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? Well, these were old wise men. They were sage in their wisdom. And I like to go to older men when I'm seeking counsel. I want to talk to somebody that's walked that road, that's been around a while. I'm running out of older people, but there are yet some around, you see. And it said, they spake unto him, saying, in verse 7, if thou be kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, they'll be thy servants forever. Good counsel, is it not good counsel? Make good sense. We can bring this thing back together. Whether it's a man that leads a company or a man that leads a country. And so you try to bring this counsel around, okay? And it was wise in every way. Every way except one. If you look at verse 8, we see that Rehoboam, but he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him that stood before him. He listened to all his buddies. That's always trouble. That's gotten all of us, I don't know about you girls, but it's gotten us men into trouble since we were old enough to have buddies. And so, this would naturally be very foolish counsel. Take the counsel of the old men, the common sense. And you take the counsel of these young ne'er-do-wells. But now look, that's what's natural. Now look in verse 15, 2 Chronicles 10. So the king hearkened not unto the people for the counsel of the old men. for the cause was of God. You see there? Now that's providence. And I've struggled with that thing for years. I did. Is where does my responsibility and the providence of God, how do I rectify, how do I reconcile those things? The cause was of God that the Lord might perform His word, which He spake by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. You see that? Now you consider that at this hour. All the things that have befallen us in this world. I mean, some men are losing, they're losing businesses. The wisdom of this world, it seems all out of kilter. Man, you read these things and you hear these things, and if you've lived as long as I have, you go, how can men think like that? It's almost otherworldly, isn't it? It's almost, well, it is supernatural. The cause was of God. The conventional wisdom is being eschewed for that, as these young men gave Rehoboam. Sometimes these decisions, they don't make any sense at all. You said they closed the beach. Lord have mercy, there's nothing more healthy for you than salt water and the sun and the beach. You see, common sense would dictate otherwise than the counsel that we're hearing. We're destroying the economic system of our world, of our country. And folks, that's important. That's how we live. You remember I preached a couple weeks ago? He didn't put Adam in the garden to sit on his butt and look at the flowers. Put him there to tend the garden. And so here's the question. What are you and I to do as Christians at this hour? God gave me this word a couple days ago. See, I'm sitting there like you, and I go, okay, God, I'm ready for an answer. You see? On the one hand, we say, well, we could just sit around and not do anything. So, well, the cause is of God, and I believe that it is. We could just stand by. And a lot of folks are doing that. They've just gone home, and they're not doing anything. Or do we do that which seems naturally right, like the counsel of the old men? That's where we are. That's where you are, each and every one of you. What am I to do? Is it not like the gospel itself? Now listen, you consider that, the gospel itself. If you turn over to Matthew chapter 24, which talks of the end times. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 40 and verse 41, it speaks of two. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. You go to the book of Luke chapter 17, it says there's two of them laying in the bed, and one's taken and one is left. You see, who knows the one from the other? Do you know which one's going to be taken and which one's going to be left? No, I don't know either. It's really, and in the real truth of the matter, I can't always know who's saved and who's not. I don't know a wheat from a tare. They look just alike. A lot of people don't know a sheep from a goat. So unless specifically instructed by God, we must always continue that which is naturally right. Do you see? Just like the old men. Unless, as Shemaiah, we get special instruction from God. You know, although King Saul, if you'll remember the Old Testament history, he was delivered into David's hand. David spared him. And he was delivered into his hand a couple times. And this man was trying to kill him. And the Lord himself is our best example, though he was innocent. He was as innocent as any human that ever walked the earth, and he was executed. You think that cause wasn't of God? It didn't make any sense at all to you and I in the natural. Why are you killing this guy? You don't even notice him. He looks like a root out of dry ground. He's never heard a flea. But what are they doing to him? They're going to kill him. Not only that, they set a murderer free. It's inexplicable. Well, that's God. He could have called 10,000 angels. But he didn't, because it was God's will. If you'll remember Ahab back in the old, the Lord sent a lying spirit to Ahab. Our Lord himself, when he spoke upon this earth, if you'll recall, he spoke in parables. And they asked him, man, Lord, you've got this good crowd together. Sometimes 5,000. Why do you speak to them in riddles? Why don't you tell them the truth? Why don't you tell them the gospel? You might get saved. You know what God said? You know what the Lord said? He said, no, man. He said, if I tell them that, their eyes will be open, their ears will be open, and they will get saved. It wasn't his intention that those particular people get saved. And men today, they can't understand that. Because we've come in with an equality. No two men on the earth have ever been created equal. Not even identical twins. There's no equality. There's no equality in God. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, yes, they're all God, but not in administration. You see? You say, well, how do you explain that? The cause was of God. It's God's business. And I can't tell God how to do his business. I'm not to tell God how to do his business. I'm like the old men. I give as sage a counsel as I have, unless I have specific instruction from God. What are the apostles? We revert back to the two in the field. They didn't know which two. They didn't know which one of the two were going to be taken. So they just preached to everybody. That's what I do. I just preach to everybody. Throw it out there. Just like the parable of the sower. I throw it out there. I pray, God, don't let the word return void. I throw it out there. Just like a farmer. God, let it bring forth a yield. What are our instructions? Do you remember? Jesus said, occupy till I come. Didn't he? That's what he told us. Thus I gird my loins every day, and I get up and I go to work. And until I'm able to do otherwise, or I'm instructed to do otherwise, or by revelation God tells me to do something different, I get up every day and I gird my loins and I go to work. If you've read the book, in the book of Peter, God's going to burn all this up. Everything that I can see before my eyes right now and that you folks are seeing right, God's going to burn it all up. The earth and the heavens are going to be consumed. But until he does, I'm to occupy till he comes. And I'm to be about his business. I'm to be about my business. I'm to obey them that have a rule over me. Are there stopping points here? Of course. Are there lines I won't cross? Absolutely. I'm not going to take a vaccine for anything. And if they say, if you don't take this vaccine, you'll die, I go, well, I'll die. Amen. You want to see my arm? I've had, government gave me all the vaccines I'll need for 3 millenniums. And the last time I took one, I was sick as a dog. Besides that, somehow, some way, someday, they're going to stick a chip in that thing. And it's going to be a mark, and I'm not going to take that mark. As the Passover, like the fire that was between the children of Egypt, children of Israel and the Egyptians. God put a fire between them. Don't go there. You see, Gideon, 300 boys and some candles, and they over and a water pitcher, and they take care of 100,000. The ark. Noah never put anybody on that ark except the 8 that were intended to go. And he was a preacher of righteousness, and as far as we know, he never told anybody else to get on that thing. The cause was of God. Abraham, he went out, God only knows where. He didn't know where he was going. God said, go. God tells me this morning, go. I'm not to ask where or how or why. God's already made the way. That's why all these hirelings that go out and raise money and they what they call deputation, what are these people doing? They're out raising money so they can go to Africa or South America or Mexico. Lord have mercy, is God broke? God tells me to go to Mexico, I don't need to go raise anything. I need to grab my bag and go. Elijah and the 7,000 God reserved to himself. And the mark of the beast. And all of these things are foretold in the book of Revelation throughout this Bible. Prophecy. There was a Drudge headline when God was giving me this word 2 days ago. If maybe you saw it, I don't know. And the Drudge headline said, test of faith. Peak death Sunday, what the world calls Easter. Test of faith, peak death Sunday, today. Now listen to the headlines, and I'm just going to read them in order right below that. Okay? It's otherworldly. It's surreal. Giant Asian hornets that kill with a single sting to evade the U.S. Can mosquitoes spread COVID-19? I've always thought mosquitoes. You see? New larger wave of locusts threatens millions in Africa. Total destruction. A new Great Depression. Mile-long lines for food. That's in San Antonio, by the way. And San Diego. Better stay out of those sands. Awakening volcanic activity. Krakatoa's rape. You ever read about Krakatoa in the 1800s? They felt that thing all over the world. Earthquakes in diverse places. Utah. Oklahoma. Texas. Shall I go on? Did you know there's scriptures for every one of these things? We're not going to take the time to read them. Every calamity name, there's a scripture for it. Every one of them. Is it the Lord? I believe there's no doubt. The causes of God. What am I to do? Get up every morning. Until I hear different, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to gird my loins. And I might call David. He's listening now. I said, David, you want to buy a truck? And he'd go, are you kidding me? But it doesn't make any difference. I'm going to occupy till he comes. Will I take the mark? No, no way. Will it cost me my life? Maybe. You know, the four lepers preached on those boys like, what, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago? The four lepers. Why sit we here, they said. They're starving to death. Let's go see these Syrians. If they kill us, we shall but die. You know, what if you don't take this vaccine, or if you don't do this, or you don't do, well, if they kill me, I shall but die. I've known about death since I was about that boy's age. In those days, they took us to funerals. And they showed us, said, what's that? That's a dead man, son. Some of you that I'm speaking to, you've got children. I'm reminded, there's a book called Fox's Book of Martyrs. And there's some specific cases in that. And it had to do when the Catholic Church martyred By the way, they apologized for that. They admitted it and asked that we'd forgive them. They martyred 1,500,000 people because they just wanted to read the Bible and profess Christ. That's all. That's all. And there was one woman in there. And they had her locked up in the jail. And I've got a vivid picture of this thing. And it's one of those things you can't put out of your mind. And she had a baby. And they said, if you don't denounce your faith, we're going to kill this baby. If you don't denounce your faith in Christ Jesus, we're going to kill this baby. And she refused to denounce her faith in Christ Jesus. And the book says that they took that baby by its two little legs. And they beat that baby on those bars before her eyes. Peter denied Christ, you remember? Three times. But Peter wasn't as yet converted. He wasn't converted. And some of you are not yet converted. Yes, you know of the Lord. Yes, you've made profession of faith and maybe been baptized and committed to a certain denomination or religion and whatever else. But you've never been converted. There's never been a time in your life when all things became new, when you got up and you were a new creature in Christ Jesus. And conversion brings forth a new creature in Christ Jesus that shall always, always have the answer. Always. So how do you know that? Turn to Matthew chapter 10, if you're still in Matthew. Matthew chapter 10, This is a glorious thing, and especially for this hour. Now look at verse 21 and verse, and the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. That's going to happen. It's happening right now. Maybe not to the death, but it's happening right now. Neighbors are turning neighbors in. And the father of the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And they will. That's going to happen. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. You say, Lord, have mercy. Yes, and he did. And he will. Look at verse 19 and 20. This glorious passage. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. Glory to God. Give no thought for tomorrow. Don't worry about it. If you're converted, if God's living inside you, if your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, for it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Amen. 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 You see, the cause was of God, that the Lord might perform his word. Man, I can't tell you. I have no idea how it could be to go through an hour like this. And it's going to get worse without Christ Jesus in me. But see, the Christ Jesus that's in me has already been to the cross. And I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and he gave himself for me. How glorious, how marvelous. Today before our very eyes, prophecy. If you've ever read this book, if you've ever read this Bible, it's like they finally made a movie. a movie it's precise, it's exact, it's, you know, the movie, they have a book and then the movie's never as good as the book. But this is exactly like the book. I'm not concerned. I've read the book. People tell me all the time, preacher, aren't you? No, I've read the book. I know how the movie ends. I won't spoil it for you. Read it. Those whose eyes have been opened, prophecies being fulfilled, God's word being performed, the cause was of God. That the Lord might perform his word. Father, it's so glorious being a child of thee and being able to walk above and stand apart. It's humbling. There's no pride in it. But it is nevertheless glorious. And I thank you, Lord, for converting an old sinner and opening my eyes and opening my ears. And I pray, Lord, those that are hear the sound of this word, that thy cause might be that they too be converted. And Father, this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.